Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Nearly every Thursday night, you can find one woman standing before the parents of addicted children trying to help them cope through a program known as Six Steps to Sanity.
Six Steps to Sanity has truly given me peace, even when there's incredible turmoil in dealing with an addict. I have found that life can go on, and that as long as these kids are alive, there is always hope. My name is Chico Fisserai, and we have a son who is a heroin addict. He is in recovery now, but I needed help. So as I started looking around, the first place I came to was to my Catholic church. And unfortunately, they didn't have a program. They had a wonderful priest that was willing to pray with us, but I needed guidance. People are suffering, and they're suffering alone because of the fact that they feel that they have let not only their family down, but society as a whole. And we're very proud people as parents. We don't like to think that we have failed. And it isn't about us. All of a sudden, you come to the realization that it's not just about the parents. It's about the entire family community. So Six Steps to Sanity started at St. John of Paul in August of 2014. It's a real simple process. It really is. The fact is, it's very hard to do, as simple as it is, because we're asking people to apply tough love. And oftentimes I talk about how we are as addicted to our children as our children are to their choice of drugs. We started off the first session with 16 people, and I have a set program that I use, and it's based on the actual guidebook by Allison Botke, who is the author of Setting Boundaries for Your Adult Children. And we're in our seventh session right now, and we have 46 people who attend. But even if we can change the life of one family, that's all I need.
My name is Jack Anke, and I met Chico in the Six Steps to Sanity presentation. I think Chico is wonderful. She understands the situation. She has done amazing amount of work, and she's a good facilitator. I think there's people coming out of the woodwork that were maybe embarrassed by it to begin with, but now they're looking for help.
And I'm Diane Anke. There's some people there, they go for the first week and they're skeptical, and I have voiced that I really believe had we had this program when Katie was going through all of this, that she would have stood a better chance. Our daughter is gone and Chico's son is still living. You know, this program, I think, maybe have saved his life because they got really tough, she said.
I realized that I couldn't do it for my son. My son had to do it for himself. So then I realized, if I found this peace, maybe that's a message to me that God wants my husband and I to share this. I work full time, but to be able to come back and prepare for my Thursday session is a joy, because I feel like I'm doing it. Not only am I doing it for the families, but the most important thing is I'm doing it to serve God, because God would want us to do this.
To hear Chico Fisserai lay out the concepts behind the acronym SANITY, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is having a positive impact on our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.